Calling it a clear and present danger, President Joe Biden announced new measures last week to make communities more resilient against climate change. But environmental groups want the administration to declare a national climate emergency. Tracy Sabetta with Moms Clean Air Force in Ohio says it would allow Biden to use executive powers to combat climate change.
It's an unprecedented failure to not invest in a safe and healthy future for our kids. And the Biden administration must use every tool at their disposal to reduce climate pollution that is directly threatening our children's health.
Those actions could include halting crude oil exports to reduce emissions and directing federal investments towards renewable energy projects. Opponents of such measures have cited economic concerns. However, here in Ohio, a new report found that the impacts of climate change will cost communities between $2 and $6 billion each year by 2050. That's a 26 to 82% increase from 2019. A new survey found that about half of registered voters favor a climate change emergency declaration. Sabetta contends that this summer's record-breaking heat is just the latest evidence that the writing is on the wall.
Last year alone, there were 20 extreme weather and climate-related disasters in the U.S., with losses that exceeded $1 billion for each of those. And, you know, those in lower-income and underserved communities were hit the hardest.
She adds that air quality monitoring, reducing carbon emissions, ensuring disproportionately impacted communities are protected against climate impacts are all measures that need to be addressed at the local, state, and federal level. For Ohio News Connection, I'm Mary Sherman. Find RE Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.